From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. An airstrike in the northern Syrian city of Aleppo has destroyed a hospital supported by the international charity Doctors Without Borders. Numerous people, including children, were killed. The fighting has left the country's ceasefire in shambles, with United Nations Special Envoy Stephane de Mistura saying a so-called cessation of hostilities agreement was barely alive. The chairman of the UN Human Rights Task Force in Syria, Jan Egeland, joined de Mistura in urging Russia and the U.S. to help end the violence.
No one doubted the severity of the situation, and now no one is now uncertain about the consequences. So what I'm saying is that the lifeline to hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of people that have had hopes that things would really get better now, that lifeline may be broken.
Thursday's attack came amid a marked increase in violence in Aleppo, with nearly 200 people killed in the past week. Also Thursday, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry condemned the attack on the hospital. International monitors have told the UN Security Council violations of a tense ceasefire in eastern Ukraine between Kiev and Russian-backed rebels have reached alarming numbers not seen in months, both sides blaming the other for the violations. South Sudan government and opposition officials say they are moving closer to forming a transitional government, which is now several months behind schedule. President Salva Kiir's spokesperson says the current cabinet will likely be dissolved any time now. This is VOA News. U.S. military has disciplined 16 military personnel, including a two-star general, for their role in last year's mistaken airstrike on a hospital in Afghanistan that left 42 dead. None of those punished face criminal charges, but in many cases, a non-judicial punishment, such as a letter of reprimand or suspension, can effectively end a military career. Airstrike occurred during an intense battle in Kunduz, after Taliban militants seized the northern city. Austrian Parliament has approved Europe's strongest and strictest asylum laws in response to the migrant crisis on the continent. Legislation makes it more difficult for relatives of asylum seekers to join their family members in Austria. Opposition parties and rights groups have criticized the legislation. Austria received about 90,000 asylum requests in 2015, the second highest in the European Union on a per capita basis. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon on Thursday told Austria's lower house of parliament that increasing restrictions on migrants will negatively impact Europe's commitments to international law.
I welcome the open discussions in Europe, including in Austria, on integration. But I am alarmed again about growing xenophobia here and beyond.
Ban told the Australian lawmakers that under international European laws, they have a moral or legal principle obligation to help those fleeing war, human rights abuses, and persecution. U.S. Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump says Democratic Party frontrunner Hillary Clinton would have no chance as president, except that she is playing what he called the woman's card in hopes of becoming the first female U.S. president. Opinion polls show Clinton has nearly a 9% lead over Trump nationwide. The next key race for both candidates is next Tuesday, with Republican and Democratic Party primary elections in the states of Indiana. Trump campaigned there on Thursday.
With a long way to go, although we don't have a long way, if I can win in Indiana. If I win, we win. It's over. It's over. If we win in Indiana, it's over.
Meantime, Ted Cruz, whose chance of winning the Republican nomination rests mostly on hopes of a brokered convention in July, is getting strong opposition from a former Republican Party leader. Former House Speaker John Boehner described Cruz in profane terms, and I quote, calling him Lucifer in the flesh. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.